all. Fantastic Friday morning, beloved. It is great to share this wonderful morning with you. Brings our week together to an end. And this morning, we will be studying Leviticus chapter 16, verses 20 through 34. Again, God's saving word for today is mercy and forgiveness. Well, yesterday's reading described the ritual of the high priest sacrificing a bull for his sins and those of his family, and a goat for the sins of the people. Today's reading describes a ritual that involves sending it into the desert, the goat that will carry away the sins of the people. The priest was instructed to lay his hands on the goat's head while confessing all the sins the people have committed, thereby transferring the people's sins to the goat. And the goat is chosen for Azazel, which means fierce god, and is associated with the name of a demon believed to inhabit the desert. The name has been given into two words in Hebrew, Ez Azazel, the goat that goes away, from which the term scapegoat is derived. So this is the scapegoat. So let's begin. When Aaron has finished performing the ritual to purify the most holy place, the rest of the tent of the Lord's presence and the altar, he shall present to the Lord the live goat chosen for Azazel, and he shall put both of his hands on the goat's head and confess over it all the evils, sins, and rebellions of the people of Israel, and so transfer them to the goat's head. When the goat is to be driven off into the desert by someone appointed to do it, the goat will carry all their sins away with him into some uninhabited land. Then Aaron shall go into the tent and take off the priestly garments that he has put on before entering the most holy place, and leave them there. He must take a bath in the holy place and put on his own clothes. After that, he shall go out and offer the burnt offering to remove his own sin and those of the people. He shall burn on the altar the fat of the animal for the sin offering. The man who drove the goat into the desert to Azazel must wash his clothes and take a bath before he comes back into the camp. The bull and the goat used for the sin offering, whose blood was brought into the most holy place to take away the sin, shall be carried outside the camp and burned. Skin, meat, and intestines shall be burned. The one who burns them must wash his clothes and take a bath before he returns to the camp. The following regulations are to be observed for all time to come. On the 10th day of the seventh month, the Israelites and the foreigners living among them must fast and must not do any work. On that day, the ritual is to be performed to purify them from all their sins, so that they will be ritually clean. That day is to be a very holy day, one on which they fast and do no work at all. These regulations are to be observed for all time to come. The high priest, properly ordained and consecrated to succeed his father, is to perform the ritual of purification. He shall put on the priestly garments and perform the ritual to purify the most holy place, the rest of the tent of the Lord's presence, the altar, the priests, and all the people of the community. These regulations are to be observed for all time to come. This ritual must be performed once a year to purify the people of Israel from all their sins. So Moses did as the Lord commanded. Today's key verse is Leviticus chapter 16, verse 31. The day is to be a very holy day, one on which they fast and do no work at all. These regulations are to be observed for all time to come. You know, the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, is one of the holiest days in the Jewish calendar. And according to today's reading, the people are to observe this holy day in a time of prayer and fasting, and they don't, where they are not to have any work at all. It is a special day. Let us pray. Merciful and loving God, I come before your throne of grace with a repentant heart, and I lay my sins before you. Cleanse me of my sins and restore me to a right relationship with you. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, our time together this week has come to an end. But we'll see you in church on Sunday, or at least if you don't make it to the actual service up in the chapel, we'll see you on the Zoom, and just enjoy the blessings that Jesus has died for us to enjoy. And we will see you next time. Next time, next Monday, we will be studying 2 Samuel chapter 9, where King David shows kindness to a member of Saul's family. Until then, God bless.